You couldn't just let them run wild now, could you?
Oh, no, they have to be in the pasture, too, like the cows.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear something called the hog pen or sty or hog run or pig pen or anything?
Yeah, well, them pig pens, hog pens or whatever you might call them, we used to have them when we would put one or two up to fatten.
Uh-huh. What did it look like?
It was just made out of rails, or you could cut down a little bitty pines or any kind of a tree that was long enough and just make a pit for a pen.
Mm-hmm.
Take four of them and make a pen. Put you a couple of hogs in there of what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Hog pen.
And where did people used to keep their milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
Well, they had an old place they called a safe. But when you wanted to keep it cool, you go churn your milk out of it soured and clabbered, and let the buttermilk down in the and the butter down in the well.
Mm-hmm.
They used to do that to keep it cool.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a little house built off behind you?
Yeah.
What was that?
It wouldn't be called a milk house, would it? I don't know. Some people had things like that. You know, I'll tell you, the ice business sure helped people out in that way. But we was living just plumb good around it.
Mm-hmm.
But of course your milk would get awful sour.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you churn it before it got too sour, let it down the well and keep pretty well. Tie a rope to a jug, you know, and let it down.
Mm-hmm. And a farm now that has a lot of milk cows and sells the milk and butter. You call that place a
dairy.
Okay. Did you ever hear that word dairy used to mean the little milk house? Or?
Dairy. I don't know. Well, you might have called it that. I didn't ever have any.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you keep potatoes and turnips in the winter?
Well, you keep your turnips in the patch.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to pull them up. Just let them stay, they can grow. Always pull out the big ones and let the little ones grow. But the potatoes, we would dig a little, a round hole, dig the dirt out all around.
Mm-hmm.
Put some straw in there or something in under it. And pile them up in there as many as you wanted. And, of course, they're done better in smaller piles.
Mm-hmm.
And take that straw then, when you've got them in there, and put it all over them. And take then and push, you know, you put straw all over the bottom, out on the dirt and all that you took out. And then you push that dirt back up and rake that dirt up there to it, and you didn't have so much to throw up there with you,
mm-hmm.
with your shovel.
What did you call that? Once you
potato hill.
Uh-huh. And the place around the barn where the animals could walk around, fenced in place, you'd call that a
lot.
Okay. And what about you mentioned a patch. Something bigger than a patch would be a, say corn would grow in a
field.
Okay. And did you ever raise any cotton around here?
Yes.
What sort of work would you have to do with that?
Well, you had to plant it and then chop it out and have it as gathered along like you want it.
Mm-hmm.
And then keep it plowed until it grew up there and made the bowls and open, and then you picked it.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the grass that grows up in the cotton fields where you don't want it?
Parsley and crabgrass.
Mm-hmm.